Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Denver Nuggets basketball. The Nuggets off to a 9-1 start after a win at home over Boston last night. We go to the phones and visit with our next guest. He is Mike Singer. He is the beat writer for the Nuggets for the Denver Post. Mike, it is certainly a pleasure to talk to you, man. How's it going today?
It's going well. How are you doing?
We're doing well, man, and I tell you what, this Nuggets team certainly is an exciting one to watch, and they have some pieces missing right now, and they're still playing lights out, 9-1 with wins over Golden State and Boston, two of the preseason favorites to win their respective conferences. What has it been about this Nuggets team that has impressed you the most so far?
I think you hit on it. I think that it is the resiliency. They are an extremely deep team. They are missing their starting small forward in Will Barton right now. Isaiah Thomas is still out, and yet they're still playing about 9 or 10 guys deep and succeeding in it. They have won some ugly games. They've had some comeback games. Last night against the Celtics was an 18-point comeback. Yes, Jamal Murray went crazy, but the bench was a huge boost, as it has been all year. Mason Plumlee, Trey Lyles, Malik Beasley, Juan Hernan Gomez, all of them have had huge contributions aside from the starters, which, frankly, they've been a little bit inconsistent. Their offense hasn't been as great as was expected, and the defense is top three. So if I was to actually say what was the most surprising, it would probably be the defense, just given where they were last year. Bottom third of the NBA, and now they are the third-rated defense in the NBA.
How does Nikola only take three shots? The Joker, I mean, how does he get three shots up in one game after, you know, as good as we know he can be?
That is the core question of the Nuggets. He is the engine that makes the Denver Nuggets go, and unfortunately for Nuggets coach Mike Malone is... Nikola Jokic prefers passing the ball. He's fond of saying an assist makes two people happy as opposed to a basket, which only makes one person happy. He prefers passing the ball, so it is a difficult balance to get him to be aggressive and assertive and to find his spot. That's not to say that he can't be dominant when he does shoot. He just prefers to distribute because there's so much attention on him that when he passes the ball to open teammates, they find space that wasn't there before as a result of Jokic and his offensive ability. So, you know, they can carry on with him shooting not that often, but they need him to shoot more than last night. I think he only had two shots through three quarters. And, you know, this guy is a franchise player, max player, and they need to find their offense through him. I understand it's largely going to be through the passing, but he can usually dominate in the post, and they need him to do that.
How good was Jamal Murray's 48-point game last night? You were in attendance. You saw it. How good was that for the Nuggets last night?
It was stunning. Jamal Murray had actually been struggling a little bit. He was still trying to find his spots and find his rhythm over the past few games. And he broke out. He had 10 of their first 12 points. It was evident he hit back-to-back threes in the first quarter. And, in fact, he had three turnovers that were pretty bad that led to transition buckets for the Celtics. But Mike Malone said, he's playing so good, I can't take him out. I can't risk it. He's our only offense right now. So, he obviously warranted staying in at that point. But his fourth quarter was unbelievable. He had 19 of his 48 in the fourth. He had it fadeaways, crossovers, like unbelievable behind-the-back dribbles on Al Horford. I think the Celtics tried 5 or 6 different guys on him, specifically in the fourth quarter. Nobody could check him. And those last three baskets he had when he was just barreling through the lane and scoring through contact were just incredible. I don't know that I've seen him score through contact like that before. And he was just hunting his shot, and everybody knew to get it to him.
Talking to Mike Singer with the Denver Post as we talk some Denver Nuggets. They are off to a 9-1 start. The Nuggets going to be in Memphis coming up. despite these, you know, how good can this team be, do you think, when the offense gets going? You mentioned some of the offensive struggles. We know how good some of these guys can be offensively. So where can we see this Nuggets team? Where's the ceiling, do you think?
Yeah, that's the question. I mean, going into the season, I thought that a 4 or 5 seed was would be a fantastic season, and there's no question that it's playoffs. They have missed the playoffs by one game the past 2 seasons. They need to make the playoffs. The pressure is on to make the playoffs. And given this hot start, this 9-1 start, that's the best they've had since 1976, expectations have obviously increased. I think that you can start to wrap your head around maybe a 3 seed. That's high as I would go at this point. I mean, it's only 10 games in,
right,
so it's a relatively small sample size. Obviously, the Rockets have struggled. Golden State is what it is. But there's a lot of flux in the West. I don't know. Memphis is a postseason team. Who knows what's going on with Minnesota? What about the Lakers? Are they going to ultimately be a postseason team? So I think that the Nuggets have benefited from the continuity, from the cohesion. This is the 4th year under Mike Malone, majority of the same guys. I think that they can think about a 3 seed or a 4 seed, which is obviously a huge goal, given that they would have home court advantage in the first round.
Where did Kyrie Irving's toss end up last night? I saw the picture of the kid who ended up with the basketball. Where did he actually get that ball to?
So apparently the kid who got the ball, it was given to him by the fan who actually caught it, and Kyrie chucked it. I mean, it went probably 20 rows deep in the lower bowl. He heaved it, and there were Nugget staffers who were trying to retrieve it for Jamal, and he just whipped it. And, I mean, he was upset. I don't know if you saw, but Kyrie was just fined $25,000 for chucking that ball into the stand, but that was one of the few times I've seen him get that upset. And I was talking to some of the other Celtics beat writers, and they said that was pretty rare. And you know, Jamal Murray got under their skin last night, and I think I looked it up. I believe it's March 18th when the Nuggets travel to Boston. You can be sure that they will remember last night's game.
What's the feeling behind the fans there? I mean, you're obviously going to get your core Nuggets fans and the people coming to the games, but we all know the Broncos are king even when they stink. The Rockies are good. But what is the feeling surrounding this Nuggets team? How much excitement is there right now?
It's picking up. Like you said, with the Broncos struggling, I understand that it is a Broncos town, but the Nuggets are 9-1. Best start since 1976. Their wins, like, the reason why people are getting behind it is because the wins have some clout to them. There's some substance. The teams they've beat, Golden State, Utah, New Orleans, now Boston, those are all postseason contenders, so there is a belief that it is not really a fluke. Somebody asked Jamal Murray that yesterday. Do you think this is for real? Do you think this is a fluke? And he, post-game, after scoring 48 points, he goes, what else do I have to do? What else do we have to do? You know, look at the teams we've beaten. And it's that sort of brimming confidence that has gotten Nuggets fans excited. I mean, last night was pretty close to a sellout. And, I mean, granted, there were a lot of Celtics fans in the house. And you're going to love this. At the end of Coach Mike Malone's press conference, he goes, you know, hell of a win, fantastic crowd. I hope the Celtics fans had a great night. And he just slid it in. It was really subtle. It was really funny. I don't know how many people picked up on it, but no, there is a lot of optimism after several close calls the past 2 years and some, you know, down years before that. There is a feeling that everything is organically developing with these guys, and they are, I think, the second or third youngest team in the NBA, and yet they're tied for the best record in the NBA. So, you know, obviously a lot of optimism and hope.
Mike Singer with the Denver Post covers the Denver Nuggets. He is headed to Memphis with the Denver Nuggets as well. We appreciate the time, Mike. Thank you for joining us, and hopefully we can do it again. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.